do me a favor, will you? I gotta run to town. Be a pal, make up my bunk.
Okay.
Come on, Dogman. Are you going to PX or not?
He'll go in a minute. He hasn't pressed my pants yet.
Take it easy, Flashman. He'll be back in 5 minutes.
Hey, Dobie, you won't forget about making up the bunk, huh?
No, I won't forget.
Hold it! What's going on here? Dobman do this, Dobman do that. Since when has Dobman become everybody's personal servant around here? Now hear me. Hear me good. This man is as important as anybody in this platoon. Is that understood? There'll be no taking advantage of. If you want something done, do it yourself. Have you got that?
Gee, thanks, Sergeant.
Thanks for what? I'm just protecting your basic rights as a human being. You're a soldier, not a slave, right?
Right.
Did you finish ironing my shirt yet? Open it. Over an hour ago.
But, Sergeant, I had too many other things to do. I couldn't...
Well, whose fault is that? You've become a poor Cinderella around here. Stand up to these guys. Remember that. Now, if you put too much starch in my collar, you'll have to...
What do you say? The girls are waiting.
Let them wait. If they get a little anxious, they become more cooperative. When those shirts are ready, bring them in, Dobie, okay?
Hey, yes, Dobie. Master.
If you have time, will you press my tie?
Oh, well, do it yourself. One thing I hate to see is one of my men taken advantage of.
New York Yankees 6, Washington Senators 2.
Hey, Ernie, we better go. It's late.
Let me hear the news, do you mind?
Now for tonight's human interest story. Lord and Lady Rockford arrived in San Francisco today to continue their long search for their lost son and heir. On a visit to America some 35 years ago, Lord and Lady Rockford's baby boy mysteriously disappeared from his pram. The search has continued to this day. Reporter Don Martin interviewed Lord Rockford this afternoon in his hotel suite.
Is it true, sir, that your missing son is the only heir to one of England's greatest fortunes?
Oh, quite so. But more important, he'd be the next Lord Rockford, a direct descendant of the kings of England.
Don't she look familiar to you?
It's crazy, but she reminds me of Doberman.
Shh. Tell me, Lord Rockford, how do you propose to identify your son? After all, you haven't seen him in 35 years.
Well, my son Montague had a distinctive birthmark on his upper left arm. And I assume there'd also be a strong family resemblance.
I know my baby boy anywhere.
There, there, Victoria.
He was such a beautiful, healthy child. Weighed 16 pounds at birth.
As you might say, I'm offering a reward of $5,000 for information leading to my son's whereabouts.
Well, sir,
Is it possible?
Is it possible? She looks like Doberman.
And you heard what he said about a strong family resemblance.
And Doberman's the right age.
That's unbelievable.
Why?
Doberman only weighed 16 pounds at birth. Doberman, a descendant of English kings. It's incredible.
What's the matter, Ernie?
I just remembered something. Henry VIII was a slob, too.
And if Goldman has that birthmark on his left arm, we're in $5,000.
Come on, be sensible. All right, there's a resemblance. It's probably a coincidence.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know? How do I know? Are you forgetting one little detail? Doberman's mother in Allentown?
Sorry, that ain't his mother, that's his aunt.
What?
Yeah, Doberman was a foundling and his aunt raised him.
A foundling? Are you sure?
Well, he told me that once.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go looking for that birthmark.
Doberman!
Hey, Sarge, I just finished ironing your shirt.
Never mind, I want to talk to you a minute. Take off your hat.
What for?
Something I want to see. Don't answer. What do you want? What do you want? Come on. All right, now take off your jacket.
Oh, Sarge, you're not going to start that stuff again, are you?
That stuff?
About me taking a shower?
Oh, sure.
Sarge, I'm ironing!
Why, if this works out, you'll never work again. Now, let me see your left arm. Your left arm, stupid.
Well, Ernie, well...
Rule Britannia, Britannia. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
What are you reading, man?
I've just been looking into Lord Rockford's financial standing in his book here. This is the English version of Dun & Bradstreet. Listen to some of these holdings. Mills in Birmingham, shipping fleets and distilleries in Scotland, real estate in London, a 52-room ancestral castle on the Thames.
Wow.
Just think, all of this is going to belong to Doberman and his friends someday.
But wait a minute, Ernie. Even if Doberman is the missing heir, that doesn't mean he's going to share it with you.
Who cares? All I know is I'm going to realize my lifelong ambition to be the business manager to a millionaire who can't count.
Ernie! I'm having a lot of trouble with him.
Oh, can't you handle anything, Rocco?
Doberman in here on it every year. Sergeant wants to talk to you. You got him.
Sergeant, you said I wouldn't have to.
Now look, I'm going to have to take a shower.
Why?
Why? Because someday you're going to sit in the House of Lords. If it was the House of Commons, I wouldn't mind.
I don't want to be royalty. I want to be just plain private Doberman.
Now listen to me, your lordship.
Sarge, you have to call me your lordship.
Yes, I want you to get used to it. And get used to another thing. Let me see that cloud bearing.
Shoulders erect. Aristocratic looking.
Is this any better?
Yes, Your Lordship.
Like a battleship. Now, Blaine, listen to me and listen to me carefully. Next day or two, you're going to meet your parents for the first time. Now, this is very important. They haven't seen you in 35 years. I want you to make a good impression.
If they're my parents, they'll accept me the way I am.
That's trouble. Once they look at you, they may not know what you am, and I'm not taking any chances.
Oh, Sarge, let's call
out. Now, listen, Blaine. Try to get this through your thick royal skull. Your parents are loaded. They've got money in shillings, pounds, American money, all kind of money. And the biggest joy in life they can have is to put this money in your lap. Now, are you going to deny this sweet old couple in the twilight of their life the one true chance for happiness?
Okay, Sarge, I'll do it.
That's the spirit, Your Lordship. Rocco, hose them down real good.
Well, what do you think, Eddie?
I don't know. We'll work on him tonight, and tomorrow we'll take him to San Francisco to meet his parents.
Hey, what do you think's going to happen when they meet face to face?
I don't know. All I know is mother love is going to get its severest test. Now, you know what to do.
I think so.
What is your name?
Montague, Lord Rockford.
Fine. And remember, when you meet your parents, affectionate, but with that certain English reserve, okay?
Okay.
Well, here goes. Now, remember, when you kiss your mother, don't slobber all over. Yes?
Oh, Daddy, I'm...
Control yourself. You'll have to excuse his informality. You see, he's been away from the mother country too long.
I assume you are here to be interviewed.
Interviewed, my dear man? This is a gala family reunion. And do me a favor, don't announce us. We want this to be a surprise.
I'm sorry, that's quite impossible. I'm afraid you'll have to wait.
Wait? Why, this poor lad has been waiting 35 years to see his parents.
Yes, that's what they all say.
All? What do you mean all?
There are at least 10 other gentlemen ahead of you.
Why, this is outrageous. These men are obviously imposters.
Imposters? I say, old man, are you insinuating that I'm a fraud?
Oh, come off it, pal. Who do you think you're kidding in that rented tuxedo?
Rented? How dare?
He's probably got torn underwear underneath the tuxedo.
Okay, Buster. You're asking for a fat lip. Commoner?
Here, Your Lordship, this is way beneath you. Corporals, are we to stand by while British royalty is harassed?
By unscrupulous fortune hunters?
Of course not.
Then do your duty.
I know nothing about your
Your name, please.
Who are you?
Who am I? Did you think that British royalty would come to San Francisco without proper protection from the United States government? You have your security clearance with you?
Security clearance? I don't have any.
Guard, out, out! See that this man does not enter the hotel without a written permit from the FBI or the Bureau of Immigration.
All right, sir.
Your name, please.
I have reason to believe that I am Montague Rockford.
Uh-huh. A Romanian. Out. 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 Listen to me real good. Now, you are well aware that the penalty in the United States for fraud and misrepresentation is 10 years in the federal prison. Now, unless you are absolutely sure you are the missing son of Lord Rockford, you will leave now and save the government the cost of an expensive trial. Corporal Henshaw, the chief of these men, even in orderly fashion. Thondike, don't take pictures. It's their first offense. All right, out, out. Move, move. Orderly fashion. Out, out. That's the way to do it. Hey, you go.
Sarge, I'm not sorry.
Will you?
What now, Ernie?
Sarge, I'm scared. Why don't we call the whole thing off?
You like this? I finally got my foot in the Bank of England. He wants to call the whole thing off. Now, Dorfman, listen to me, good. I've known you for 10 years. You've always been a poor slob. Now, are you going to chicken out when you finally got a chance to be a wealthy slob?
Lord Rockford will see you now.
Oh, splendid.
You better wait here, Your Lordship. This might be a shock to them. I'll prepare them for the emotional upheaval.
Why, Lord Rockford. And Lady Rockford, well, bless your heart, I'd know you anywhere.
Have we met before?
No, but I've known your son for 15 years, and there's a marked resemblance.
My son? You know my son?
No, Victoria, don't get your hopes up. I'm sorry, Sergeant, we've had so many disappointments.
But I have definite proof that your long search has finally ended.
But how can you be sure that it's our boy?
He has a birthmark on his upper left arm.
Yes.
And I discovered that he was found in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 35 years ago.
Allentown, Pennsylvania? Why, Lady Rockford and I were in Philadelphia when our son wandered away from his governess. We haven't seen him since.
Well, is he, Sergeant? Where is he? I'm sure I know my baby boy, even after all these years.
Come, Lord Montague. Your mom and daddy are waiting.
As you can see, he's lost some of the baby fat from the sturdy little frame of his.
Well, I had a little doubt before, but now seeing you three together, I am definitely sure. Why, he has the same noble Rockford body, the same Rockford chins, the standing of an
aristocrat. What do you think? think, Victoria?
Oh. Easily, Rockford, all Englishmen can't look like Lawrence.
It's him, oh, Edward, I'm sure it's him, but my baby!
Welcome home, son. We've so much lost time to make up for.
Yes, Daddy.
My baby.
Oh, there, there, Mom, don't cry. The three of you are all together now.
Sergeant, we're terribly grateful to you for your help in finding our dear son.
Oh, please say no more. I find it very gratifying to get the three of you together. More gratifying than the $5,000 reward.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a check tomorrow.
Oh, your lordship, you didn't think I was prompting you. However, I am staying at the Cliff Hotel.
Well, cheerio to all of you. You've got a fine boy there, Lord Rockford. A little rough around the edges, but the army life, you understand.
Don't worry about that. I'll hire the finest English tutors. They'll transform him into a polished English nobleman in no time at all.
Oh, splendid, splendid. That is the Cliff Hotel. You want to write that down.
Shoulders, 19. Chest, 42. Face.
Now, would you try,
Philip? How's it?
The whole thing is done in one graceful motion. So. Good. Would you try again, my lord? Sergeant Bilko to see you, my lord.
Show him in.
We'll continue our lesson tomorrow.
Hey, Dobie, you look great. You ever seen anything so elegant? How do you feel?
Quite well, thank you.
Oh. Stay there, folks, so beautiful. Hey, your lordship, I got a great idea. Why don't you borrow a few pounds from Peter tonight, and we'll do the town, right?
I think not.
Huh?
I'm sorry if I seem a bit stuffy, Sergeant, but the idea of you and I being seen together in public will never do.
I don't understand.
Surely you must realize that there's a rather wide social gulf between us.
See, you're pulling my leg. That's a good joke.
Quite serious, old bean. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must join Matron and Patron in the drawing room. It's almost time for tea.
Oh, wait a minute, Dwayne, you can't...
Do you mind? Dwayne, surely you must realize that's all in the past. The butler will show you out through the servant section. Cheerio, chap.
I'll kill him.
Come on now, Ernie, take it easy. Don't make a scene.
I can introduce him to $50 million and he gives me a cheerio.
Give him a few days, Ernie. Maybe he'll change his mind.
A few days ago, he was ironing my shirts, doing my laundry.
Oh, no.
Suddenly we're not buddies? I don't understand this, pal. I ain't gonna get away with this. I ain't gonna let $50 million slip through my fingers so easily, pal.
Oh, forget about it, Sarge. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, yes, there is.
You got an idea already, sir?
I sure have, pal. Beautiful blonde.
That's the spirit, Sarge. Forget Doberman.
Oh, shut up.
What's the plan, Ernie?
Now, look, we may have lost our connection with the future Lord Rockford. What's to stop us from getting in good with the future Lady Rockford?
Huh?
Now, look, Doberman never had a real date in his life. When the word gets out about this loot, he's going to become very popular suddenly. He's a cinch to marry the first dame who shows any interest in him.
Yeah, but what's in it for you?
If you were a young lady suddenly introduced to $50 million, would you be grateful to the matchmaker? What?
I'm used to your shady deals, Ernie, but this one's pitch black.
Ah, oh, knock it off.
Hey, Sarge, who's the girl?
My old pal, Dixie.
But you can't make her Lady Rockford. She's a stripper.
So what was Lady Godiva? Debutante?
Straight, Bilko. You want me to meet this friend of yours, huh?
Yeah, object matrimony.
Thanks a lot, but I ain't interested in getting married, especially to a friend of yours.
Now, wait a second, Dixie. Don't be hasty. You and Monty were meant for each other.
What does he look like?
Well, he's very interesting, you know, very warm, very lovable.
I get it. Short, fat, and repulsive.
He can weigh $50 million.
He sounds divine.
Oh, Dixie, you're a hopeless romantic.
All right, don't be a wise guy, Bilko. Burlesque ain't the easiest way to make a living, you know. I had pneumonia twice last year.
Baby, believe me, my heart goes out to you girls in burlesque.
Let's get down to cases. Is this guy really loaded?
Look, not only will he inherit half of England, but a title as well. You may be the next Grace Kelly.
What kind of title?
You may be known as Lady Rockford.
Lady Rockford? Say, that ain't bad.
Look, Dixie, you play ball with me and you have twirled your last tassel. Well, we'll discuss that little matter right before the ceremony.
What makes you think he'll go for me?
You kidding? This joker was the president of the Marjorie Main Fan Club. What are your eyes?
Sarge, he's on his way down. I told him we were going back to camp. We just wanted to say goodbye.
Good. Now look, you know what to do.
Here he comes, Sarge.
Where?
That's him in the doorway.
You sure he's got $50 million?
I'm positive.
Well, okay, but if it's 1 cent less, I'm beating it.
Wish to see me, Sergeant?
Oh, yes, your lordship. We were going back to camp. We just thought we'd say goodbye.
Oh, come on, old boy. That wasn't absolutely necessary.
Well, I thought that the least...
Please, if you don't mind, you belong to an interlude in my life that I find in very poor taste.
Your lordship, I'd like you to meet a very dear friend of mine. This is Miss Dixie Darcel. I think you should meet each other. This is Lord Montague, Lord of Rockford.
Glad to meet you, Lord.
Oh, your lordship, please don't look at me
that way. She's my girl. What chance have I got to come to you with all your dash and all that
money? Oh, Dixie, please, honey, don't look at him that way.
I know I'm just a poor, low sergeant, but you mean all the world to me.
Oh, it's hopeless. The last time I saw this look in her eye is when she met Ali Khan.
He likes her.
She'll break the spell. Oh. Will you stop? You know better than to interrupt me when I'm counting money. You see, $5,000 for the reward, plus, say, 25% of Dixie's take. Split three ways.
Split it two ways. I don't want any part of it.
I've had it. All right, Frank Merriwell, out with it. What's bugging you?
This time you went too far. It's criminal throwing Doberman in the same tank with that barracuda.
Somebody else would be worse. Her, at least, I can handle.
Well, how do you think Lord and Lady Rockford are going to feel when they find a strip teaser in the family?
Look, when they accept the Doberman, they'll accept anybody.
Still not right.
Yeah? It's right for him to turn his back on me after 15 years of friendship. Come in!
Hiya, fellas!
Doberman!
Sarge, you make me the happiest man in the world.
I did, your lordship?
Your lordship? Oh, Sarge, that's just for around the house. We're old friends.
We are? Come on, sit down, Doby.
Sarge, I want to apologize. Even though I'm of royal blood, we're still buddies.
We are?
Sarge, you're not sore because I took Dixie away from you.
Oh, those things can't be helped. What can you do? The girl's madly in love with you.
You know, Sarge, I got a surprise for you.
What?
We're going to get married.
No.
Yeah, Dixie proposed to me last night.
Congratulations, Dixie. I hope you and Dixie and Bilko will be very happy.
You know, Sarge, she's not interested in my money or my title. She loves me for myself.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
Say, Sarge, I want you to be our best man.
Well, I'd be honored.
Look, I'm introducing you to Mater and Pater this afternoon. I'd be glad to have you come.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be glad to.
Well, Sarge, I'm off to buy an engagement ring. You know, Dixie has made me the happiest man in the world, and I owe it all to you. Thanks again.
Well, good luck, Dobie.
It worked. We're in. And then after they're married, Dixie will fleece them out of plenty.
Yeah.
And then we get our cut. Then we're rolling in loot. See, I got to hand it to you, Sarge. You're a financial wizard.
Why don't you shut up?
What's the matter, Ernie? Isn't this what you wanted?
That bleach band, it'll take him for everything he's got, and then she'll break his heart. How did I do a thing of this? Why did you stand still and let me do it?
Well, it's still not too late to stop it.
You're right. I talked Dixie into this. I'll talk her right out of it if I have to use a club.
Are you nuts? We're getting married tomorrow. I can't give him up for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, Dixie, don't do this to me. Don't ruin both our lives.
What are you trying to pull, Bilko?
Well, Dixie, I see I'll have to level with you. I never realized how much you meant to me until I find you're going with another. Oh, Dixie, I'm hopelessly in love with you.
Hopeless is right.
Oh, come, think of it, Dixie. Think twice. Think of all the fun we've had together, all the things we've shared.
What things? We had chop suey together exactly twice, and I paid both times.
Dixie, I need you.
you don't need me. You need a psychiatrist. Will you excuse me? I got to go meet my future in-laws.
What's that?
Look, Sarge, why don't you level with Doberman?
Tell him what the score is.
You can't do that. For the first time in his life, Doberman thinks a girl is really in love with him. If we tell him it was a setup, it would destroy him.
Well, you better think of something fast. She's on her way to see his parents.
I know it. His parents. That's it. Goldman's a good boy. He wouldn't marry without his parents' consent. Huh? Pay the check. I'll see you later.
Sergeant Ernest, we'll come.
Oh, Sergeant, Sergeant, I'm terribly glad you're here. We need your help.
Well, what's wrong?
They've located our son in Philadelphia.
Oh, wait a minute. That's impossible. I just left him 15 minutes ago.
Oh, no, no, Sergeant. That was an unfortunate case of mistaken identity. Private Doberman is not our son, after all.
What?
Here, read this telegram. It explains everything. The fingerprints match, the blood type checks, birthmark, everything.
Holy smokes. This leaves no room for doubt, does it?
None whatsoever. Oh, I wish we knew how we could break the news to Private Doberman.
Oh, he's been so sweet.
Sergeant, perhaps you could handle this for us. Quite honestly, I haven't the heart.
Where is he now?
Well, he'll be here at any moment.
All right, you better get out that door. I'll take
care. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for being
here. I'll do my very best.
Hello, Sarge. Where's Mater and Pettit?
Come in, Dwayne. Sit down. I'm afraid I got some bad news for you.
What's wrong?
Tyler was all a mistake. Yes, sir, a mistake. You're not Montague Lord Rockford.
Not?
No, I'm afraid you'll have to go back to being just plain Private Dwayne Doberman.
Well, I know it was too good to be true. But, c'est la vie.
Hey, I must say you're taking it well.
Why not? I still have Dixie.
You what?
Yeah, she told me she's not interested in money. It's me that she's in love with.
She said that?
Yeah, she said it was animal magnetism.
You love her?
With all my heart.
Well, then I'm afraid you'll have to give her up.
Give her up?
The only decent thing to do, she's a lovely, beautiful thing. Now, could she live on your private salary? Do you want to see her scrubbing floors, doing dishes? Do you want to see her grow old and withered right before your very eyes?
Gee, I never thought of that.
Well, think of it now. And if you really love her, then you'll have to give her up. It's a far better thing to do than give her up.
But, Sarge, what am I going to tell her? She's mad about me.
Well, tell her you found someone else. It'll devastate her for a few years, but she'll get over it.
Huh? I know it must be done.
Good show.
Miss Dixie Darcelle.
Monty, sweetheart, how are you, baby?
My dear, if you have questions, there's something I must tell you. It's all over between us.
What?
There's somebody else. Sorry, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Who do you think you're talking to, you...
Tut-tut. No tears, my dear. It's just one of those things. And now may I hold you for the last time before I say goodbye.
No, wait a minute. You are too. You can reach a promise so fast. You won't know what hit you. Who do you think you...
Read this.
Just my lousy luck.
Oh, your luck will change, Dixie. You may not think so now. But there are other men in this world. Goodbye.
Thanks for nothing, Bilko.
Oh, the poor girl. She's taking it so badly. I'm proud of you, pal. Let's get back to camp. You did this beautifully. James Mason couldn't have handled it better.
It's your idea, Sarge, and I'm so thankful.
You can count on me anytime, pal.
Sarge, what did I ever do to deserve a pal like you?
I don't know, but don't do it again.
Shall we have a talk?
Also seen in tonight's cast were Jane Keane as Dixie, Ronald Long as Lord Rockford, Lucy Landau as Lady Rockford, and George Turner as the butler.